From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Officials say a soldier opened fire on fellow soldiers at a U.S. military base near Baghdad today, killing five of them before being taken into custody. There are conflicting reports on whether there were additional injuries. Speaking at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says they are now trying to determine the events leading up to the incident.
They're still in the process of gathering information on exactly what happened, but if the preliminary reports are confirmed, such a tragic loss of life at the hands of our own forces is a cause for great and urgent concern.
According to Pentagon officials, the shooting occurred at a stress clinic at the base where soldiers go to deal with personal issues and anxieties related to combat. Separately, Gates announced today he is replacing his top military commander in Afghanistan, General David McKiernan, calling for a fresh approach there. An attorney for a U.S. Iranian journalist who's been held prisoner in Iran says she has been released. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports.
It's been almost a month since Roxana Saberi was convicted of espionage by the Iranian government. The case drew attention from around the world as Saberi protested her 8-year sentence with a hunger strike. Students and faculty at Northwestern University near Chicago held their own hunger strike to draw attention to her case. Journalism professor Jack Doppelt was among them and taught Saberi when she was a student at Northwestern.
It's really edifying to feel that the Islamic Republic decided to do the proverbial right thing and release her.
Doppelt says Saberi's arrest serves as a reminder of the importance of having a free press. As a condition of her release, Saberi has been banned from reporting from Iran for 5 years. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
The State Department says it is worried that foreign fighters are again making their way into Iraq via Syria. Obama administration officials brought up the issue on their latest trip to Damascus. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Two envoys, one from the State Department and one from the National Security Council, are in Syria exploring ways to renew a diplomatic dialogue. State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says one issue they brought up was the Obama administration's concerns about Iraq.
We continue to have very deep concern about this issue of the flow of foreign fighters going into Iraq via Syria. And we can also continue to call on Syria to take immediate and decisive action.
He said the U.S. is calling on Syria to do a better job of screening people at the airport and securing the border with Iraq. Last week, President Obama renewed sanctions on Syria, despite his diplomatic outreach. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 155 points, ending the session at 8,418. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 19 points to close at 909. This is NPR. Federal aviation investigators now say it appears the pilot at the controls of a commuter plane that crashed into a home near Buffalo in February lacked the required training with a critical safety system aboard the aircraft. Officials say the pilot also had failed several tests in aircraft simulators during his career. That's according to sources with the National Transportation Safety Board, who spoke with the Associated Press. The individual was asked not to be named since the agency has not yet released its official report on the crash. The plane, a Colgan Air commuter plane, nosed into a home on approach to the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, killing all 49 people on the plane and one person on the ground. The Attorney General for the state of Massachusetts said today he's reached a $60 million settlement with Goldman Sachs for the bank's involvement with subprime mortgages. Piers Yukiniguchi has more.
The settlement, the first of its kind, includes about $50 million to provide relief for homeowners. That money would go toward modifying mortgages or writing down principal on the mortgage to reduce payments. It also includes a $10 million payment to Massachusetts to settle an investigation into the role investment banks played in originating and securitizing mortgages. Laxness in lending to underqualified borrowers and the subsequent crash in the subprime housing market dragged the financial sector down. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley said many of these loans were destined to fail and that the settlement will help at least 715 homeowners plus thousands more whose loans are held by a company Goldman Sachs bought. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
The weak economy coupled with job loss and fears of job loss apparently is keeping more people closer to home this summer. A new survey suggests fewer than half of those polled, just 42%, are planning a leisure trip this summer. That's down from 49% a year ago. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.